Hello, this is Doug, known as Fresh. Welcome to the Sunday Soundtrack. Thanks for joining me. The Sunday Soundtrack podcast is designed to provide you, the listener, with a relaxing mix of music for your Sunday or any day you choose. The twist is to present the smooth vibes of independent artists, including myself, that I've come across in my travels. The aim is to provide a substitute to the standard commercial smooth jazz format commonly heard on these types of shows. That being said, let's get started. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome back to the Sunday Soundtrack for January 3rd, 2010. Happy New Year to all. Glad you can stop by once again. I hope that your holidays went well and that whatever resolutions you've made are still holding strong. I myself have had, actually I've been off since December 22nd, so this is my last and final day of vacation, but I guess I'm ready to get back to work. Got a lot of rest, did a lot of studio work, not as much as I anticipated, but made some good headway. In any event, this particular Sunday Soundtrack, as you probably know by now, is a featured artist Sunday Soundtrack. The artist you'll be listening to today is none other than who I call the new Robin Thicke, Philip Clark out of Los Angeles. Came across Philip on Twitter, and we've been going back and forth about providing some remixes to his current CD while he's in the studio tracking a new one. It's been nothing but a pleasure working with Philip. We've gone back and forth and developing how we want to drop the remix, and he ideas and feedback on how to do this, and it's just a long time coming for me to do a remix, and it's special because he sought me out and I of course jumped at the chance of doing this. So I decided to not just feature the remix but feature chosen tracks off his first CD, The State of Blue-Eyed Soul. Hope that you enjoy it. I know that I've had a great deal of fun preparing the remix and flipping it certain ways and getting some feedback from him. I'm going to let him do the driving because he's got some good commentary he's going to share with us about the CD, The State of Blue-Eyed Soul. So sit back and relax. Welcome back again to the Sunday Soundtrack.
Welcome to the Sunday Soundtrack at vibesandscribes.com.
The State of Blue-Eyed Soul, the concept at the time was basically there was a lot of boy band stuff going on when I wrote the record, and at the time I just moved to New York, and I really felt like, you know, there needed to be more substance in what was coming out from you know, what people were calling Blue-Eyed Soul. So that was sort of my inspiration for naming the record. A lot of the songs came out from having just moved to New York and being really inspired by the city and the music scene. There was a lot of acid jazz and R&B going on at the time. I remember I was really drawn to the Brand New Heavies and Michelle and Diego Cello, and Maxwell was hitting at the time. And so I was really inspired by the city and that whole scene, and decided, you know, to just start recording some stuff that I'd been writing. It started when I lived in Denver before I came to New York. Some of the songs, I'm pretty sure I started Romeo and Juliet and The Only Woman in the World. And I know Loverman I even recorded in Denver. I think that's the only track that was wasn't tracked in New York. So that's kind of a little background on the record itself. Romeo and Juliet, which is kind of the flagship song of the record and probably the most successful, was one of these things where, you know, sort of inspired by a relationship that never really took flight. This girl who I was pretty, you know, pining for, and she didn't really seem to want to give me the time of day. and always kind of kept me at arm's length when it came to trying to move that relationship forward. So that kind of brought the line, maybe sometime when your heart's in the right place. And that sort of acted as a springboard for the rest of the song.
Maybe sometime when your heart's in the right place, we could try to work this out. I'm not a fool who demands your attention. Take your time, you'll make your way around. And I'm never gonna give up.
You're listening to the Sunday Soundtrack at vibesandscribes.com.
The only woman in the world was it's one of my favorite tracks on the record, and probably the one that in my head I think best represents what I was doing at the time. And it's definitely got the influence of, you can definitely hear like the Michael McDonald influence, because that music really like affected me when I was young. You know, I was really big into Hall & Oates and Michael McDonald and you know, a lot of the white guys that were just doing this great soulful music. That one I know started evolving at a time when I had left Denver to live briefly in California. I was on the central coast in San Luis Obispo, and I started composing this track. And I had, at the time, a lot of keyboards. I had a Rhodes and an O1W, and I still had my Juno 106, and I'd been really experimenting with a lot of sampling and loops and that kind of stuff. And those never ever hit the final mix of what got on the record, but I'd really fleshed out that song a lot in terms of production. And it was also a lot of fun in terms of building the vocal tracks and the chorus and the hooks and all that stuff. And I've always really kind of thought that particular song was my masterpiece, although at this point I don't know if I've even written my masterpiece yet, but that's one of my favorite tracks on the record.
Your
Free My Mind is, it was a mantra to myself to kind of just get over like the limitations that I'd put on myself as a musician, and just thinking that I wasn't any good. You know, I spent a lot of my 20s, and, you know, especially when I was in New York, I was, you know, kind of an angry young man. And Free My Mind was a way for me to really kind of exercise those demons and get them on tape and just kind of remind myself that you just have to let go and just do your thing every once in a while.
You're listening to the Sunday Soundtrack at VibesandScribes.com.
Shackles and the chains that bind.
20 Days is sort of the, I don't want to say the bastard child of the record, but it's one of those songs that is very poppy and different from what was really going on at the top of the record, which is more kind of grooving and soulful and kind of electronic R&B, and even deviated from the acid jazz because it was more that acoustic piano, Daryl Hall driving kind of thing that was going on. And 20 Days actually started out being a song about a bus, and I changed the lyrics to be about the subway because, you know, it started off in Denver when I was riding buses, and I just realized it would be a lot cooler if it was about being in New York riding on the train. But every time I'd like commute to work, there'd be this one girl that would show up, and she'd get on the bus, and I would just kind of like look and stare and not do anything about it, and she'd, you know, eventually get off on her stop, and that went on and on and on, and I never did anything about it. And the one thing I remember is a piece of advice that it takes 3 weeks to develop a habit. And so I basically decided, yeah, in 21 days, if I didn't do anything, then I would never do anything, which is eventually what happened. But in the song, I wanted to tell a different story that, you know, the person in the song, you know, it's been 20 days now, and I'm not going to let another day go by without saying something.
Excuse me, is this seat taken?
Oh my god.
Oh, no. Please, make yourself comfortable.
You see that? She just sat down next to you, man. And you've been going nuts over her for weeks. Now's your chance, man. What are you gonna do? Now's your chance. You gotta be cool, but you gotta make her realize, man. You've been going nuts over her. What are you gonna say?
Every time you walk on, my chest, and I turn cold from the fear of rejection you put on me. Never turn your eyes to see me. I got a rule about the girls on the subway. I try to keep it under control, but I need to talk to you before I blow. Cause it's been 20 days, I've said nothing.
Nothing. thinking about you morning, noon, and night.
Granted was one of the tracks on the State of Blue-Eyed Soul that I didn't foresee being on the record. In fact, it probably was written when I was winding down production of the record, and it had come off of a relationship that had inspired me to think of me actually taking a look at myself, because I had definitely taken things for granted in this relationship, and that's where that became the target of the song itself. Like, I was kind of pointing a finger at myself saying, you took a good thing for granted and now it's gone. I took that and had found a groove with elements of the beat for I Can't Go For That, that beginning beat with the boom, check, boom, check. And funny story about Granted was that the relationship that the girl in the relationship that the song was inspired by, we had been able to keep a civil enough of a friendship that when it came time to do the phone conversation at the end, where she tells me to, you know, basically get help, which was what she did tell me when the relationship fails, like, you probably need to just go get some help. But fortunately, we were good enough friends that when it came time to track the song, and I knew I wanted to do this kind of like little scene at the end of the song, and I was able, and she was an actress and she'd, you know, wanted to do some voiceover work. So it kind of mutually helped us out and hopefully exercised some demons in terms of the relationship. But so she was able to, you know, to put on a pretty heavy New York accent and help me with the final part of that song, which was kind of fun doing.
Thank you. kind of thing. We need to talk.
What? Oh, no, you're not breaking up with me again, are you? I can't believe this. What's wrong with you? What are you afraid of anyway? This is it. I'm tired. Done. Over. Get help. It's gone. You too.
Think about you, you know, probably 60%, 70% of the songs on The State of Blue-Eyed Soul are about some failed relationship or an attempt to make a relationship that didn't really happen. So Think About You was definitely one of those songs where, you know, I was in New York and, you know, I was seeing some girl and, you know, again, like this is like half the story of The State of Blue-Eyed Soul is me pining for some girl that doesn't really recognize me or see me in that light. So Thinking About You is all about that.
So I'm thinking about you, dreaming about you. You know that I can't call it over. And I'm thinking about you, dreaming about you. Will I ever make my station, baby? Stuck in a tricky part, alone naturally. Will I ever break free? Oh, 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 oh. Then you came in out of nowhere. I wasn't even looking, though you seemed so familiar. So together again for the first time, I simply not a gentleman. Thinking about the one who matters to me. Thinking about you, thinking about me, baby. You are the one I want. No need to stay here on my own to go home every night alone. So I'm thinking
about you, dreaming about you.
Can't stay here wasting all my time. I got to tell you what's
Hey, what's up? This is Philip Clark. You can always get your funky white soul at philipclark.com, but right now I want you to keep it locked to the Sunday soundtrack with my man, Mr. Fresh. Please come back here every Sunday and check it out at vibesandscribes.com. Place Where We Belong is the only openly unapologetic ballad on the record. That had come from probably another one of those, you know, relationships that I was trying to foster in New York, but would never, you know, take flight. You know, the one thing that I'm really happy about at the end of that song is the culmination of, you know, that C minor to, or the C to F minor section. And then when the vocals start stacking on top of myself and it keeps doing the Place Where We Belong, and then the saxophone comes in and I do the little quote at the end of Some Enchanted Evening, which I'm not sure a lot of people catch, but you know, that whole end section was such a surprise and a pleasant surprise when I was finally mixing it and mastering that last part. And I really think it caps off the album well before the bonus material. So that's kind of one of my shining moments as a composer and a saxophone player, because that all really just turned out very, very surprisingly nice.
Now we can search the whole world over, and we're still not traveled in.
thanks a lot for doing this, man. I really appreciate it. I'm psyched about the remix. What can I say about the remix? Man, it's so nice to have somebody else take a crack at something that you've put together. It was just such a joy to hear this new interpretation of this song that came out that I'd done, you know, a number of years ago. And I wanted to breathe some new life into the website and the record. And I've always wanted to get remixes of my stuff. And it was so great to have Mr. Fresh come in and, you know, flip Granted the way, in a way that I could never even imagine. And the first time I heard a rough draft of it, I was like, no, that's it. You go with God, because I love it. So it's really great to have some remixes, and I definitely hope to do some more in the future.
Here we go.
You took a good thing from it, and now it's gone. You took a good thing from it, and now it's gone.
We need to talk.
I never really wanted to be the one to break it to you, but you ain't acting like you used to. Time that we come to even talk about it, you won't play along. I try to be strong. Seems you've been looking to push the limits of my trust. I try to love you, baby, even though you break my heart. I've even started to think you love me all along, but I guess I was wrong.
You took a
turned your back, babe.
It's gone.
You took a good thing
for granted, and now it's gone.
Yeah, you missed out, babe.
It's gone.
You said you were the woman of my life. Now your words go through me like a knife. I gave myself completely. What you think I did this for? Saying you're being upfront, although I really doubt it. I've known you too long. Talking about saying what you feel. Are we broken up? Go on and tell me the deal. Cause you wanna know you had me started to think you loved me all along. Go on and prove.
Oh,
There you have it. Granted, the remix, the Groove 7-3 AM Eternal from Philip Clark's The State of Blue-Eyed Soul. I had a great time doing that remix. That was a lot of fun. And actually got the format of the song soon after Philip sent me the remix stem. So again, Philip, for the 85,000th time, thanks a lot for the opportunity. Looking forward to doing more with you in this coming year, remix-wise. In any event, thank you for joining me on the Sunday Soundtrack once again. Happy New Year to all. I hope that it's a prosperous and healthy one. Remember, keep it chill. Peace.